Dots, dots. Got some big dots here, guys. Got some dots. All right, let's go. Let's roll. I'm ready. Let's go. Let's do this.
Okay. I'm Chris Remo.
Hi, I'm Jake Rod.
And I'm
Sean Vanaman.
But I'm Nick Brecken.
I'm Nick Brecken.
Wait a minute. I'm Nick Brecken.
And I'm Nick Brecken.
No, I'm Nick Brecken.
I'm Nick Brecken.
No.
No.
I'm
Nick
Brecken. Welcome to the Nick Brecken podcast. Welcome to episode one of the Nick Brecken podcast. Today on the show, we have Nick Brecken. Welcome, Nick. Hey, guys. Great to be here. And then, as always, we have Nick Brecken. Hello. And I'm your host. So, what have you been playing, Nick? Well, I've been playing Grim Fandango. It's amazing how good that game is. It really holds up.
Yeah, nobody cares.
Nobody cares. How about you, Nick? What have you been playing these days? I've been playing a lot of indie games lately. FTL, the game by those two guys out in Shanghai, Matthew Davis and Justin Ma. It's a really great roguelike. You play as a spaceship and sort of jet around different sectors and level up your ship systems. It's extremely fun. I would definitely jump on their Kickstarter page and donate, grab early access, because you'll want to play it as soon as possible. It's extremely good. And then also Prison Architect by Introversion, the guys that made Multiwinia, Darwinia. This is sort of a left turn for them. It's more of a sim-style game where you actually build up a prison and manage a prison. But already in its early form, it's a really well done sim, and I definitely recommend you check that out whenever possible. Indie games. Well, that's really exciting, Nick. Thanks. If that's all we have, I guess it's time to go. Oh wait, no, we've got some reader mail here. Let me just pull this up. He says, "Dear Nick, I don't know anything about Dota. I was listening to Idle Thumbs, and you weren't on it. So if you could tell me more about Dota, that would be cool. Signed, Nick." That's Nick. That's another Nick. I don't really like Dota. Do you want to take this one, Nick?
Yeah, it's a great question. I love Dota. So here goes.
So here's the thing. Dota is great. Like a lot of games, it has a sharp learning curve, but, you know, it's not unlike something, say, like Far Cry 2, where you've just got to get over that hump before it becomes what it actually is. Or maybe more relevantly, StarCraft 2. But I think Dota actually tops StarCraft in terms of speed and complexity, if that's possible. You know, there are dozens of heroes with a huge number of permutations when you throw in the item system and builds that you can deploy in the middle of the rounds. The thing about Dota is that it appears deceptively simple. You know, you look at the map and assume it's a game where you just run around in a forest and kill a bunch of dudes and sort of level up occasionally and fight people on your own terms. But the thing that you learn is that basically every single second, every pixel of that game is all a mechanic that directly ties into the push and pull of your team. Fighting the opposing team, and every second you're spending doing anything in the game, be it fighting NPC enemies or even just walking back to base, will have, you know, direct ramifications, and sometimes those ramifications aren't felt for 40 minutes, and then you lose a game and people yell at you. For instance, as they sort of half mention on this podcast before talking about Half-Life 2, beyond the hero classifications like strength, agility, and intelligence, heroes are also split up into different roles like initiator, pusher, carry, etc. So let's talk about the carry for a second, because in many ways it's the most interesting role. If Dota is a game about small choices contributing to surprising ramifications, Carries exemplify that more than anything. Basically, a carry is it's your job to farm or maximize your gold gathering as much as possible early on in the game. Carry heroes are fairly weak when you start out, and your entire job is to level up and gate items as fast as possible so that you can then carry your team. Carry heroes are heroes that are balanced on a curve, essentially. They start out weaker than other heroes, and they end up much stronger. So as a carry, if you're getting ganked left and right early in the game, you're basically losing it for your team. At the same time, teams that pick several carry heroes are going to have a really hard time at the beginning of a round because you've then put the whole team on a curve. So it may sound obvious, but sometimes you've won or lost the game at the hero selection screen. Dota is really hard. The thing about Dota 2 is that it's like StarCraft for me in that, I don't play it alone. Friends don't let friends play Dota alone. It's a really hard game, and you have to be in an extremely fortified mood to deal with it. I think the people who do play it alone are clearly of a different psychological mold. Many of them are drinking. Many of them are extremely proud of the fact that they're drinking. Those are the kinds of people that play Dota 2 alone, basically. Alcoholics. But with a friend or two to lean on and sort of strategize with, it's fantastic. It's a really fun game. For people new, I would recommend jumping on Skype and directly chatting with your friend. Just turn off team chat if you have to. Don't listen to anyone. Just play it in your own little zone. You're not going to understand what any of those people are talking about anyway. It's going to hurt you more than it helps you. I think it's a game that you really have to approach from a certain perspective. You got to be patient with it, because there's a lot of stuff to learn. And the Dota community, it's been going on for years and years now. That's another thing. The history of Dota is just super impressive. I was talking with a friend at Bethesda recently, who had just played the game for the first time, and he was thinking of ways to sort of change the game or make it better, just sort of spitballing just for fun. And he sort of spun it off into a more single-player game in his mind, expanding on the crafting system and et cetera. The cool thing is that for people who don't already know, that's sort of been done. Magicka is essentially a riff on one of the Dota heroes, the Invoker. That hero was actually in the original mod a long time ago, and I think he was actually banned for a while, which is hilarious because he's the wizard. He's one of those wizards. But the history of Dota is great. It's great. The community. A lot of people rag on it for being negative, and it is extremely negative. But I think you just have to block that out to some degree, and just make the game your own. I recommend it to people. I think if you can get over that hump. There are a lot of interesting facets to this game, and it's fun finding your niche and picking a hero that you really like. That's another thing, finding a hero that you are a fan of that plays in a way that sort of reflects your more preferred play style is really important. There are so many heroes that it might take you a long time to find that one. Stick with it. Try out different heroes in the beginning, even if they seem intimidating, just pick them and let people scream at you, turn them off, just turn all communications off, just block them out and read a wiki guide or something.
Right. Read a wiki page. That's fascinating advice, Nick. Thanks for that. That's all the time that I have. Thank you for joining me. Congratulations to Idle Thumbs on their successful Kickstarter. I'll see you guys out in San Francisco next week. Play us out, Nick.